Hello everyone, this is an intelligent analyst and I'm again back with another movie review. And this time though, I'm a little late to the party, but I'm going to talk about Kantara. 2022 has been quite a depressing year for Bollywood because movies with a big budget and great hype fall flat at the box office. Bhulbhulaiya 2 star Kartik Aaryan was the only movie that could generate some good numbers, and the rest of the big movies like Big Bachchan Pandey, Lal Singh Chaddha, Brahmastra, Vikram Vedha, etc. were big time flops. Lack of originality and growing sentiments against Bollywood after the death of Sushant Singh Rajput led to the fall of Bollywood. But this gave rise to regional cinema in the pan-India market. What started with Bahubali led to all-time blockbusters like Bahubali 2, Pushpa, RRR and Kartikeya 2 to the recent hit Kantara. However, out of all the movies, Kantara is special. Let me tell you how and why. Story. Kantara is the story of Shiva, the Kambala champion from the village of Kadubattu. He has several bad habits like drinking, gambling and petty fights. Despite hailing from a family of priests who perform Bhutakola every year to pray to a demigod Panjurli, he came to Loggerhead along with the rest of the village with the new forest officer Muralidhar tasked to define forest reserves and stop the villagers from exploiting forest resources. That leads to several ups and downs in Shiva's life and an extraordinary climax. Cast and crew. Kantara is a Kannada language action thriller film written and directed by Rishabh Shetty and produced by Vijay Kirkangdur under Himbal Films. In the main star cast, we have Rishabh Shetty as Kadubattu Shiva and Shiva's father, Saptami Gowda as Leela, Kishore as Muralidhar, a deputy range forest officer DRFO, Achyut Kumar as Devendra Satturu and Pramod Shetty as Sudhakar. Set and filmed in Keredi in coastal Karnataka, principal photography began in August 21. The cinematography was handled by Arvind S. Kashyap with B. Ajneesh Loknath scoring music for the film and the action sequences choreographed by the action director Vikram More. This production design was handled by debutant Dharani Garg Putra. Kantara was released on 30th September 2022 and received acclaims from critics. Positives. What I loved the most about Kantara is the concept and story of the movie. This movie was written by Rishabh Shetty and we can see the amount of research done for this movie. This story will never let you rest and keep on delivering one or another emotion on the screen. There are several twists and turns and it spent enough time to establish each character as for their role and importance in the story. You will feel a connection with the characters and background. It shows quite a realistic picture of rural life in the southern part of India and how deeply they were rooted in their beliefs and nature. Next, I like the performances delivered by the star cast. Rishabh Shetty, the protagonist of Kantara, has low moral values and no regard for anything but the pleasure of life. His transformation into the man he becomes in the climax is phenomenal. His climax performance is one of the greatest I have ever seen on the big screen. He was natural while playing Shiva and left no stone unturned to deliver the best of his life. Kishore as the forest officer was a strong antagonist, assertive and ruthless. You see him each time on the screen and feel fear and uncertainty about his next move. His character development and transformation were one of the cores of the story. The rest of the characters did a fantastic job too and delivered as per the need of the story. Arvind did a great job with the cinematography department. He was able to capture the essence of the village, forest and the Bhutakola festival. Those who have seen the trailer or movie know what I am talking about. The movie is worth the big screen. And BGM by B. Ajneesh enhanced the overall experience by several folds. The overall packaging of the movie made it a great experience on the big screen. The creators were able to deliver what they planned for the audience. From the beginning, you will feel the jokes being delivered perfectly by Shiva and his friends. This will give you all and every experience you can expect from a movie. The wild boar hunt sequence were thrilling and exciting. The dilemma between lovers when it came to following their duty and caring for their people was perfectly presented on the screen, but the entire movie is on one side and the climax is on another side. The climax will take your breath away, and Rishabh Shetty might remain in your mind for a long time to come. Negatives. It is tough to find anything negative in Kantara, but there's something that bothered me a little while watching this movie, and that is the dubbing in Hindi. Though the dubbing artist tried to give their best, it did not look as natural as we see in some other movies. I wish the pitch of the sound, the scene and the BGM should have been a little better. It was good that they let a few of the scenes and songs remain in original language, and that had a completely different effect on me and the rest of the audience. Conclusion. I'll give 4.5 out of 5 stars to Kantara. This movie gave me one of the best experiences I had this year on the big screen. This movie has everything you can ask for and more than that. I recommend Kantara to everyone, and if possible, watch in Kannada. This movie proved again the content is king, not any so-called star. I wish there would be a second part of the movie and Rishabh Shetty to be back as Shiva. And thank you so much for listening. If you like it, give it a like, subscribe and share with your friends. This is again an intelligent analyst. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.